Yeah, I had a word with Linda Tuck earlier on about this rental market situation. I think it surprised a lot of people to read in the Post on Saturday. 1.6%, that's the vacancy rate, 1.6. And it says somewhere in this article, actually, that it's unprecedented. Well, certainly in recent times anyway. Data from Heron Todd White's, that's their June snapshot, shows rental vacancy stood 1.4% for houses, 1.9% for units. And Rick Carr says, there's good long-term confidence in our city. There's also some short-term jitters about our economy. He said if people are not confident that they can keep a job, then why would they go splashing money on a house? It's an interesting comment, isn't it? I've got Rick on the line, Rick Carr, to talk about these matters. Research Director Heron Todd White. G'day, Rick.
Yes, good morning, John.
Let's have a look at these figures. I bet you've had some comment about this 1.6%. How far would you have to go back to get a lower figure than 1.6%?
Well, we've been running that survey every month now for 22 years, since 1994.
Yeah.
And that's the lowest ever recorded over that 22-year period. So, effectively, you've got to go back at least 22 years to find something lower than that.
Now, it surprised everyone. What's going on? I mean, it's sort of counterintuitive, isn't it?
Well, that's right. I mean, rental vacancy rate's been running at about 2.5% consistently, you know, during the course of 2015. Mm. This year it started to tighten up and tighten up quite considerably. Mm. Part of the reason we think for that is that we are still getting moderate population growth. We're certainly not getting boom time population growth, but we are getting growth. People are moving to Cairns. A lot of people that move to Cairns typically rent a house for 6 to 12 months while they look around for a property to buy. Mm. But those people lately just don't seem to be buying houses. They're staying on in their rental accommodation and causing a lot more rental demand than usual for this time of year.
Yeah. Interesting. They quote Gavin Pennyfeather here saying it's easier to rent in Cairns at the moment. She said, this is Annette, his wife, saying job security is a big issue in Cairns. People with mortgages under their belts can hardly afford to lose work. It's frightening people off, isn't it? That is interesting, because they're saying job security is a very important issue for them, and that's not what they get when they come to Cairns.
Yes, well, that's correct. I mean, one of the reasons why people aren't buying houses is they're not confident about their short-term employment futures. In other words, they don't want to go to the extent of buying a house and run the risk of losing their job or losing their income or even a second job and a second income, because that's what you need these days to service a mortgage.
Yeah.
And it's too big a risk, so they're sitting back waiting. There are a lot of people waiting to see how the economy is going to turn out before they commit themselves.
Yeah.
And certainly on the real estate side of things, what we have seen over the last 12 months is quite a slowdown in the number of people buying houses.
Mm. Have we got to the bottom of this strange disconnect where we've got clearly all the figures to suggest there'll be a major a period of job creation, if you like, with our tourism figures, and yet we've got soaring unemployment figures, particularly with under 25s. What is it, 26%? I mean, it's bizarre. What's going on? Have you sorted that out yet, Rick?
Look, it is absolutely anomalous at the present moment. We're seeing very strong tourism figures, which should be generating strong jobs growth. I think part of it is that a lot of the growth that we've seen so far has been in things like the Chinese New Year, and it's been out-of-season growth. And so what people have done, particularly in the tourism industry, is not create more jobs but give more hours and employ their casuals for longer. Normally they'd be putting off staff over the quiet season. This year they haven't had to do that as much. But of course that's not creating new jobs. I think the real test is going to be basically the next 2 to 3 months, when it's our traditional peak time, and over that period we would expect to see if we are continuing to get the tourism growth that we have been getting, that people will run out of the ability to use their casual staff more. They'll need more staff, full stop.
Yeah. So you're thinking relief is around the corner. Let me ask you this. Are you hearing any reports about the likelihood of, for example, investment in infrastructure, like, for example, maybe another apartment block for focusing on tourism or even a hotel, anything like that?
Look, again, it's very quiet. I mean, what we've been seeing lately more is that operators, you know, both in the marine tourism industry, the hotel industry and the like, are starting to invest, but more in, they're investing in upgrades and refurbs of their existing stock rather than brand new investment. But as the tourism industry rebuilds, the rates are starting to become more attractive to investors, and eventually we will see more development happening to create more infrastructure for that will handle the growth of our tourist industry. But that's not happening yet.
Now, here in Todd
White, I think there's a lot of people that are...
Keep going.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I think there's a lot of people that are, that, shall we say, sitting waiting in the wings, just waiting for that trigger point to say, yes, we can, you know, we are now confident enough to do this. But we just need to get there.
Now, Heron Todd White has an office down in Townsville. What are you hearing from them about the plight of that city?
Well, in a nutshell, we're certainly a lot better off in Cairns than we are in Townsville. Townsville has certainly suffered from high unemployment over the last 12 months. Its unemployment rate has been over the 10% mark, and that is certainly influencing confidence in Townsville, and it is certainly influencing property market confidence in the same place. So in other words, what we have seen is a distinct slowdown in the property market, both in terms of sales activity and a distinct slowdown in prices.
Is it a retreat in prices?
So some prices have gone backwards. The median price has certainly reduced. But in part, that is because people are buying cheaper product. They're not overextending themselves. And some prices have reduced, but it's certainly not to the extent, say, of some of the pure mining towns or the towns such as, or cities such as Mackay, where the same thing's happening, but the severity of that downturn has been much more pronounced.
Yeah. Good on you, Rick. Thank you. Rick Carr on the line there from Heron Todd White. How's the time? 17 minutes to 12. Yeah, an opportunity here to catch up with Chris Gay from Chris Gay Real Estate. He's always got his finger on the pulse of what's going on here in our city, and he's with me on the line. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, morning, John.
I don't know if you heard much of what Rick Carr had to say there. I mean, we're trying to work out how on earth we can have a rental vacancy rate of 1.6%, which seems to be counterintuitive. I mean, it says here that houses, 1.4%, units, 1.9%. I mean, he says these figures, you've got to go back more than 22 years to see a rental vacancy factor that low.
Yeah, you have, but I mean, there's an extremely simple answer to the question, and that's no construction to speak of. You've had a fairly ordinary time, as far as I can see, with the actual number of building approvals that are going through for residential housing. Mate, I can't remember the last time somebody had the courage to build a block of units up here apart from the government with taxpayers' money. So, you know, there's been nothing there to basically expand on the property market as far as vacancies go. Of more concern to me is the fact that we've remained at such a low vacancy rate. It just says to me that we're marking time, that we haven't really seen anything fantastic in population growth either.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very, very static type of market.
Well, how do you see this playing out over the next year or so?
Well, unfortunately, if we don't start to see some construction sooner or later, it will put more pressure on the rental prices of properties around Cairns. But you've still got to bear in mind, John, that with incomes, etc., up here, there's still a level of affordability for people. And if you try and extend past that, basically, mate, we've got really got a big crisis that'll come on us with housing. I'm sure that public housing is stretched beyond belief. You don't hear too much of anything about the government building in vast numbers up here anywhere, and the private side of the thing. I mean, mate, we've got stuff that's getting really good returns for investors, and they're sitting on the fence still waiting. So, you know, there's obviously not that confidence here. And as Rick said, the one bit I did hear, places like Townsville are worse, and Mackay pretty much a basket case from what I've been told. So whether that lack of confidence from those areas dropping has moved up here or not, I'm just not sure.
Now, Shane Trimber the other day said on this program, when people can't find somewhere to rent, quite often they will buy. They'll go to the bank and do whatever is needed to get over the line for a loan, and they'll go out and buy. If they're going out to buy in the next few weeks, where should they be buying? Where are the best bargains, Chris?
Well, I mean, your south side of town is always going to be that much cheaper, although their land prices have crept up, which has some impact on it. But, John, I don't know that people are going out and buying. I mean, anecdotally, we're hearing that the banks are putting bigger demands on people for deposits up around, you know, 20% in some cases. And even on a $400,000 home, you know, that's 80 grand somebody's got to pick up on just to be able to try and get into the marketplace. So, you know, whilst it'd be nice that people are going out and buying, I would probably dispute that comment personally.
Okay. But let's talk about what the bargains are out there, Chris. What are the bargains?
Well, the cheaper areas, John, as I said, is Southside. The much maligned M's, the Mirabil, Manunda, Manura, because of perceived situations in those suburbs, I think they're fantastic buying, because basically you're 5 minutes from the CBD, and to me that's gold, and the savings with fuel, etc., and all the facilities that are around. So I think people could do far worse than buying those sort of areas, and that's units or housing.
Oh, okay. Good on you, Chris. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, John.
From Chris Gay Real Estate, that is Chris with the time now. Coming up to 20.